What we say?
Valve. Cinnamon
Valve to
Valve
the
to
end?
the end of the cinnamon, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Simon, Samach Zion, Sivov. So, Eina Neder Chal, Ella Im Hayip, we're talking about Hilchas Nedarim, right? So, Neder is not Chal, Ella Im Hayip Piv Shovim. Your heart and your mouth have to be equal, right? Avalim Neder Betos, but if you make a mistake, a Neder by mistake, Shalohi died to Kamashoitzi Besfosso, your das wasn't with what came out of your mouth. Right, so I mean, certain people we know, right? There's always what comes out of their mouth is not necessarily what they meant to say, right? Or shahira believe by nether, or he thought in his heart a nether v'loy, and he didn't say it out and didn't verbalize it. Ain't a nether, so that is not a nether. Meaning, for example, a guy says he's making a nether that he's not going to eat pastrami, but that was what his nether was. That's what he was intending to say. But what came out of his mouth was baloney. So now, does that mean that he made a nether against baloney, or did he make a nether against pastrami? So it's not. It's neither. It's not a nether. It's good. Yes, he would have to go back and redo the nether. Fine. Zion. So this halacha actually is a lot of misunderstanding with him. But if somebody was noyig a chumra with things that are mutter, but he wants to be frumer. He wants to take a step up. So we're going tiny issue. Let's say during the slichas days. He wants to fast, or decides not to eat meat. He's not going to drink wine. During the entire 3 weeks. Any sort of frumkeit. Even if he only does it once, and it was in his das to do it forever. So that's one option. Meaning that's the part where people I think make a mistake. They think you have to do it 3 times. You don't have to do it 3 times in order for it to be a nether. If you had it in your head that you're doing this and you're doing it for the rest of your life, then even if you do it once, that's considered a nether. That's one. The second option, this one, or if you did it 3 times, even if it was not in your das to do it forever. Right? Meaning there's two options here. One is that you decide you're doing this forever and you do it once, that's an automatic nether. Or if you didn't decide you're doing it forever, you're just trying it out, but you tried it out for 3 times, then that also becomes a nether, one or the other. Then you didn't stipulate, you didn't make any sort of t'nai that it's not a nether, right? So last one from Neshainabari, and now you want to go back on this because you're not healthy. And let's say you meaning going with his example that you're fasting. So hatara, then you need to have hataras nedarim. Right? V'yiftach b'charata, and then you have to. Okay, so let's stop there. Tzara hatara. So it's a very interesting. Ramosha Feinstein says in the tshuvas on keeping Chol of Yisrael. So in this tshuvas where he allows Chol of Yisrael. So he said he allows Chol of Stam. I mean, so in the tshuva he says if somebody decides to keep Chol of Yisrael, and the reason why they kept it is because they thought that it was a halacha that they have to keep Chol Yisrael, then they don't have to be matir neder because that is not a neder. This type of thing is for doing something that you think that is not the halacha, and you're trying to be a little frumah. That's when you need hataras nedarim. But if you're mistaken in halacha, and that's why you kept it, then that's not a neder. You're just misunderstanding the halacha. So therefore, he says if somebody thinks halachically they have to keep Chol Yisrael, and that's why they keep it, and now they want to renege on it, then they don't need Hataras Nedarim. It's a very interesting. It comes up a lot. It comes up a lot when people ask about that. They started being frumer, and they want to change their mind, like in certain tznius things. And the question to them is, do they think that it's halacha? If they think it's halacha, then they don't need to be matir neder, at least according to Ramosha. Okay, so now how do you go about being matir neder? V'yiftach b'charata. So you have to find what's called a pesach. A Pesach of regret, meaning you tell the rabbi that had I known that this and this, would have happened, then I would never have made this nether. Shumischarid amashanog came l'shem nether. Or that's also you can have where he regrets ever doing it, he or she. L'chein mishu ratzu linog be'ezah chumras l'siyagu precious. But let's say you want to do a chumra for anything that's for any type of thing. Yarmer b'tchila she'ena makava lo kein b'neder. The proper thing to do is say that you're doing it b'lina. The v'gam yarmer she'en b'daito linog kein ela b'pamahi. And he should also say that his das, his mind, his what he's doing is he's only doing that particular time, or the times that they want to do it, and it's not forever. So anytime you try something new, then do it b'li nether. There's a common application of this for, there's really no good answers. Let's say you decide to join a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Chabura at 10 o'clock at night, and you decide, okay, I'm doing it forever. And you do it once, so then the question is, how do you ever miss? Because it's already a nether. Or even if you don't decide you're doing it forever, but you do it for three nights in a row, or you make a new chavrusa, and you meet three times, or you say, okay, we're going to learn from now on, and that's it. Then the question is, how do you not show up to learn? It could be you become an issa daraisa. Some want
to
say
he's talking to you.
I'm not talking to anybody in particular. I'm talking to myself, all right? Right? Now, some paiskim say that, you know, daf yomi, so if you decide to do daf yomi, so you do a blot a day. So some mesechtas at the end, the last daf is only one amud. So some say it's a nether that you're doing a blot a day. So you have to learn an extra amud, even though that last amud only has an amud aleph. You'd have to learn an extra amud because you have a nether. Okay, it's very unclear how we get around doing those type of things. But okay, it's food for thought. Ches, ketza matirnes a nether ha-shvua. How do you matir a nether ha-shvua? Ha'ilach etzal shloisha nashim b'nei Torah. So you go to three people that are b'nei Torah. V'echem em yiyu baki v'ilchus nedarim. One of them has to be a baki and ilchus nedarim, which are few and far between. She'yeda eze nether yuchan lahatir. He knows what type of nether you can annul, ve'ezem hen eina yuchalim lahatir, and which ones you cannot annul, right? Ve'ech matirin, and how you go about being matir. The nether, ve'em yatiru lo, and they'll be matir to him. U'misha nada b'chalayim, and let's say somebody makes a nether during a dream, toiv she'yatiru lo yasara b'nei Torah, it's best that you have 10 people be matir nether. But if you can't do 10, then you can do 3. That's why he's saying toiv sheyatiru, best if you have 10 people. So, I mean, it has to be a lashon of a nether in the dream, as far as I know. And it's not just like in the dream, it says, oh, I'm going to start learning 10 hours a day. That's not a nether. Meaning you'd have to say, I'm making a nether that I am going to whatever, keep something. And that's in the dream. Okay, test. Ava pishal inyan kol mitzvah shavatara ena ben nasa godalach yil shalishas shana vehevi sirus. So we know that a child is not considered a man or a girl is grown up until they're either 13 years old or 12 years old, and they grow two hairs. Vabas ena godalach yil shteim esrei shana vehevi simonim, and she has simonim. Right, meaning she grows hair. Aval inyan neder u'shvua yesh lehem kadima shana achas, but for nedarim and shvuas, we actually move it up a year. Sha'akotan ben shneim esrei shana v'yom echad, a boy from 12 and up, v'katana and a girl, bas achar asa shana v'yom echad, afilu lo hiviu simonim, even if they didn't have any puberty, im avinim l'shem min nader v'nishvu, if they understand who you make nedarim and who you can make, who you swear to, which is to Hashem, which usually at that age they already understand that nidrei and neder shvuas and shvuah, then they're nedarim or nedarim, and the shvuah is a shvuah of chusim mizman zeh, but less than this mizman, meaning younger than that. Afilim avinim, even if they understand who God is, which they usually do, ain't debrayim klum, that's nothing. We kamakum goyim behen, but we do yell at them umakin oisin, and we. It literally means we hit them. So that they should not do nedarim nedarim. And if it's something that's small and easy, it doesn't cause too much pain, then we do tell them that they have to keep it. So you have a kid that's 9, 10 years old, and makes a net that he's going to do something, then we make him keep. Fine. Ha'av, meaning, and it's something easy. Ha'av, Yud, ha'av, mefer nidre bitoy achetis paga. If a girl makes nidarim so her father can nix them, right, until she hits the age of about 12 and a half. 12 years and 6 months. But that's only if she hasn't gotten married. A husband could also knock off his wife's nidarim. And how do you go about doing that? So Aymer Gimel Pa'amim Mufar. He says three times, Mufar, Mufar, Mufar. Oy Batal, or he uses the Lashon of Batal, it's void. Aishar Lashon Hamayra, or any other terminology that says Shu Aikaras and Neder Meikari, that he's totally uprooting the wife's Neder. Bain Shaimer came before now, Oishalevana, and doesn't make a difference whether the husband says it in front of the wife or not in front of the wife. Av a Lashon Hatara, but to use the Lashon of Hatara, right, which is from the word mutter, loy mahani ba'av, ba'al, that does not help by a father or a husband. Meaning you have to either use the lashon of hafara or batal, not mutter, because he's not being mater. The husband and the father are not saying, oh, we're, meaning when you go to a rabbi, so the neder is a neder, and the rabbi says, okay, the neder is no longer a neder. A husband and a father don't have the power to do that. What they could do is they could knock off the neder from the beginning. Meaning they're making it that the nether never existed. So you have to use that proper terminology. Fine. And also, it can only be done on the day that they hear it. They hear the nether. If they hear it, like let's say tonight, they hear that the wife or the daughter made a nether. They have a whole night tonight and all day tomorrow until Shkia. Let's say they heard it right before the end of the day, right before nightfall. Ain mafirim rakat seisacham. So they only have a few minutes to knock off the neder. V'yoyser ain yichalim lahafer. And more than that, they are not allowed to be mafer. Right. Yeah. And then there's an interesting din also that if the father never knew, the father or the husband never knew they had the power to knock off the nedarim, then that the clock doesn't start. Meaning, let's say a week after the wife makes a nether or the daughter makes a nether, he comes to the rabbi and says, you know, my wife made this nether. So the rabbi says to him, well, did you nix the nether? He says, oh, I'm allowed to? I didn't know I'm allowed to. So then right then is when the clock starts, right? So even though it's been a week, it's still allowed. Fine. B'Shabbos lo yamer l'mufer lechi k'may b'chol. On Shabbos, he shouldn't say the same weekday terminology, meaning if she makes the nether on Shabbos, Ella, Mevata Beliboy Vaimrala Tli Ichli. Meaning, let's say she makes the nether against eating. So he can say it in his heart. He's nixing the nether. And then he says, take food, which shows that he's not caring about her nether. And similar terminology. Let's say the husband hears the nether or the father hears the nether. He says, oh, I'm okay with that. Even though he didn't say it straight out, he just uses some sort of term that shows that he's okay with this nether. Even if in his heart he thought that he's happy with the wife making the nether, he can no longer make for it. And if the nether is dependent on her doing a maisa, then that's a whole different thing. Meaning, if she does A, then she'll do B. So then that's a whole different thing. Fine. Yud Aleph. Eizen nedarim yichalim avad ba'al hafer. Which type of nedarim can a father and a husband revoke? Tafka dvarim sheyesh bim inu nefesh. That's only things that can cause her personal issues, and which will then cause him personal issues. Rechitza, if she makes a nether that she's not going to bathe, the kishut, and she's not going to put on kishut kichul pirchus, those are types of makeup. She, right, and similar things, even if it's for one day, meaning she made a nether that she's not doing any of these things, so then the father and the husband can knock it out, because that's that has to do with him. It's his personal, it's going to be a problem for the husband or the father. And a husband can knock off and revoke even things that have nothing to do with inui nefesh. Inui nefesh means that causing her body pain. If it's something that can come between the husband and wife, and will cause fighting between them. But that, of course, only applies as long as she is still sitting under him, meaning she's either married, she's married to him, but she, and she's not divorced, and she's not widowed. But and then her neder kicks back in. Basically, a woman makes a neder that she's not going to wear makeup, so the husband can revoke it. But he can only revoke it, it's only considered revoked until the end of their marriage. Once their marriage ends, then obviously if she dies, then clearly the nether is over. But if the husband dies or the husband divorces her, then that nether kicks back in and she would have to keep it, that she can no longer wear makeup. These halachas are obviously very technical. And the main thing, like we learned in yesterday's, is don't make nedarim. And if you do things, do a bili nether, and then you're a lot safer. Okay, have a fine night. Shmi Matzliach.